This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. We have to get right into it today because we have a very special guest, and her name is Sarah Fareja.
Hi, David. Hello, hello.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. I mean, I mean, the last time we talked, we ended up ending with us both loving money and having a rant. I mean, everyone could hate us, but I'm sorry. At least we're being honest. Oh my God, there I dropped my phone. At least we're being honest.
We are honest. And I absolutely mean, love that. And
don't you guys like want some people? It's kind of like when someone gives an interview and they're like, I love all of you. And like, everything is great. And like, I'm so appreciative of everything. And like, thank you. And they're smiling. And then like, they walk away and like, the mic is still on them. And they're like, Jesus fucking Christ, these goddamn fucking fans. Right. So it's like,
I'm so beyond that. I'm beyond the phoniness. I can't stand phony actors and phony interviews where it's, hi, are you good? I'm good. Oh my God. Let's talk about, I don't know, whatever stupid scene you did and how much you love your co-host. No, get to the nitty gritty, which is we all have problems, insecurities. We all have feelings, you know, and guess what? I feel like sometimes it's fine to be a bitch. Like, just like say it. I'm a bitch, you know, like just say, own it. Like people, I'm with Rinna, own it. And I'm so tired of watching and listening to people that are so fake and fucking phony. Get to it.
And I love all my listeners. And like, you know, listen, if someone comes on my page and disagrees with me on like Facebook, wherever, I mean, on YouTube or like, you know, I'm saying, first of all, I don't even care. I don't have an opinion on half these women as human beings, but like, say like, I love Heather Dubrow. She's been great to me. She's been on the show twice. One-on-one, she's been wonderful. I love Heather. If you come on and you disagree and say all the reasons you hate Heather Dubrow, bring your opinion. Every human being is allowed an opinion. You don't have to agree with me. If you come on my page and there's a posting and you start with, why are we talking about this? This is old news. I'm going to respond and tell you, I'm going to respond and be nasty to you because you're starting with it. I mean, what miserable life are certain people living that you come onto a page with a glass half full? You can disagree with me. You can have your own opinion all day long. I love that. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not mad. I don't really care. But when you come on with like a negative glass half full I'm not mad. I'm just going to basically tell you to fuck off. And you can't handle my fuck off. And then we go back and forth and then like, I'm going to block you. So I'm just, I'm blocking people that bring a negative energy to my space. You can disagree and argue with me all day long and have your opinions. You hate Rinna. You hate this one. I don't care. That's wonderful. It's that negative truth, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's that negativity. Like, we allow all opinions here at this David Yontef and Sarah Fraser show, right?
Do we?
I mean, I do. I just not negative, like, you know, you can disagree. You can get into it. David, you're wrong about this. I'm okay with that. It's the negative.
Oh,
it's just a bland statement of like, you know, no one cares about blah, blah, blah. And that's the guest of the day. Well, that's a negative thing to say. Like, that's not like an opinion where you just, that's just like, what type of, what? You're taking time out to be this negative? I don't know.
I'm trying to not like, I guess contradict myself. But anyway,
contradict
comment
myself
on my stuff all the time. And then I sometimes just like read my 1-star reviews. I read them because I think they're funny. I don't want to discourage people from voicing their opinions. I don't mind. And if you want to see all the negativity, most of mine is on TikTok, how much people hate me.
Oh,
which I actually find so funny. But the only part that I am getting less tolerant to is, and we've talked about this, these whole labels of people, you're racist or transphobic or homophobic or all that stuff. That's the only part I'm not going to come for. And I'm getting to the point, like almost like you want to come for me that way. Like, I don't know. I'm feeling like I'm going to start looking into you. Like I just
do it.
I that is the stuff I'm not going to put up with, because you and I've seen this, like people insinuate that stuff, like on our YouTube and stuff.
You
like,
ain't canceling you know? Me. Good luck. Good luck.
That's good luck. The part.
Try. Like, you're not. People will, not happening.
Right. People will go through and look at who I follow or who I like, you know, comment that I like. And you know, everything's politicized now. So if you like something that somebody who identifies as a Republican, you know, it's so foolish and stupid. Like, oh, they're a Republican or something. Like, that's a dirty word. I'm over that. So I'm done. And you want to play that game with me? I'm going to start looking into you. And do not come to my page with this. I think you're a Republican or whatever. Fuck yourself. Okay.
Fuck yourself.
I've been a long time Democrat, but I'm so over this bullshit of, you know, all these crazy, I don't even like the term woke because I don't even know what that means or doesn't mean. But don't come for, you know, I'm so over that shit just because I have a differing opinion than you do when it comes to, it doesn't even have to be something political. It's just like, if you just don't like somebody of the opposite sex or gender or, you know, sexuality, people feel like they can label you as transphobic. No. I just don't like that person.
Well, every time I say that Nene's lawsuit was bullshit and she got $0,
oh, yeah,
no
racist.
Settlement for $20 million. Right, I'm racist. So okay, you say what you want. Do people
mad at me? I have thoughts about Jen Shah is like so stupid about, you know. I feel like Jen Shah uses social issues and race issues all the time to deflect from the fact that she's a horrible fucking person. And every time I say that, people come and they're like, "You're racist." No, I think she's a terrible fucking human being, and she's proven it. So
right,
yeah.
She is a terrible human being. Look what she did to our friend, Penny.
Exactly.
Do more people hate you and me, or do more people hate Brandi Glanville these days for her alleged inappropriate behavior?
What? Well, wait a minute. Now, refresh my memory, because so for people that don't know, Brandi was on Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip season 4 in Morocco. Hell of a cast. Alex McCord back after a decade of gone. Carolyn Manzo, Camille, what's her last name now? It's not
Grammar.
Edwards,
well, Camille Meyer, Miss Meyer.
Miss Meyer, who I told you I've seen in person here in Los Angeles. Stunning. Beautiful, beautiful. So it was a great cast, but the rumor was a couple of weeks ago that Brandi kissed Carolyn multiple times on a night out to the point that Carolyn did not like it. And then Brandi was sent home. So I actually ended up seeing a statement by Peacock, which it sounds like all this is true. So are you believing all these rumors? Because we weren't sure if that was a rumor or true, but now it sounds like it is true.
I mean, okay, so as far as this statement by Peacock, which I read, I mean, does it say anything really? I mean, that was my thing.
It says they don't tolerate inappropriate behavior, and they, you know, they felt like it was over the line. Brandy was sent home, and then Carolyn Manzo, supposedly just after processing it, decided to leave on her own.
Listen, so I mean, they don't, right. So I think it says all of that, right. They don't exactly say, we, you know, this is what, right. Like, we still don't know what actually happened. I agree with you. Listen, I mean, you and I talked about this before, and my mind goes right to the corporate side. I mean, look, I think this is why people listen to us. Everything that we have said so far is actually coming true. I mean, I'll even take it further. But yeah, I mean, it sounds like something happened that was inappropriate. It does sound like it was either kisses or touching or something. Look, I stand by what I said when it's like, you either, you get sent home for like blatantly racist statements, inappropriate statements, or physical something. And so when this happens, and I was like, it has to be physical or that, it seems like that is what's happening, right? And then I would even take it further to say that, I mean, I do think this is the nail in Brandy's coffin. I like Brandy. I will stand by that. That's another one.
Yeah, I love
people
yeah,
are Brandy's trying to great. Cancel me for that. I like Brandy. I like Kelly Dodd. She's a Trumper.
Okay. I know. Here you go.
I don't care if Kelly Dodd sucks Donald Trump's dick in the bathroom at night. I like Kelly Dodd. What does that have to do with it? I mean, I went to lunch with Siggy Flicker and Kim D. Siggy's QAnon. I mean, what does that have to do with my friendship with her? I don't understand. There's a great picture of me and Siggy and Kim. So I own my shit. But God, I'm getting bitter here. No, so I think I do. I like Brandy. I don't see how they could use her again. And then I will take it further and I will say, I believe that Carolyn is going to sue. That is what I think. I truly think that. Now, will we ever hear about this lawsuit? Listen, if it's touching and kissing and stuff like that, I believe that Carolyn spoke to someone and somehow some lawyer got involved, either she spoke to her family and Al or the kids, or like, you got to speak to a lawyer. I believe that a lawyer, this is what I believe. No, this is okay, not on okay. Dumois. This is just my belief. I believe a lawyer was like, listen, you can sue for anything in this world. Your case will be drastically decreased of validity if you claim all this and how upset you are and you stay. So you need to, by the way, this was at the end of the trip. These people did not miss 9 days. They missed like 24 hours at most, just to put this in perspective. This was at the end. But I believe a lawyer said, okay, you need to get out of there, because that's going to prove your case that you were so shaken that you actually left. I'm not saying that Carolyn's making it up. I'm not saying she wasn't really emotionally distressed over this or violated. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying, I believe someone said legally, you got to get yourself out of there, because that does help your case, right? All this happened and I'm suing it. I am so upset. I took a plane home. I believe Carolyn's going to sue. That's me. I would sue. And by the way, I'm not sure that we'll ever hear about this lawsuit. There might be just hush hush money under the table. And if Carolyn sues, then she too will be on the NeNe do not use list. And I also think Carolyn's probably never wants anything to do with Bravo again. And I think that probably includes BravoCon as well. Like, I think Carolyn and Brandy are done with BravoCon, Bravo TV, Peacock. I think for Brandy, it's an HR issue and they won't use her again. That's what I think. Okay, I think Carolyn either is so disgusted and doesn't want anything to do with them, or also she's going to sue and that will put the nail in her coffin. And I think she will get money off the record and this whole thing will go away. Go on.
Okay, I have so many questions. You're the lawyer.
This is what I think. Look, what do I know?
But wait a minute. Why would she sue? Because this is, she's not going to sue Brandy. Brandy doesn't have any money.
No.
So are you saying, like, after kiss number two, basically if production didn't step in and go, hey, stop. This is too, because I mean, you've got to prove that, like, that the production knew something was wrong and then continue to go down that path, right?
Yeah. So I mean, and by the way, when everyone comments, there are contracts, you can't sue. Let me tell you something, Sarah. Contracts are one thing, but when it involves like real things like this, I mean, this is not civil now. This is like now, it's kind of like Candace and Monique. There were lawsuits because now we're in like a criminal realm.
Yeah, but it didn't really go, that never went anywhere. They were like, they attempted that. It wasn't towards Bravo. They attempted that on each other, right? And it never went squat, you know?
I don't know. I don't think anything is so cut and dry. Listen, you want me to sign a contract? You put that contract in front of me right now and I'm going to sign it. And if something goes majorly wrong, you're going to touch me unwanted, I'm suing your fucking ass. I don't care about the contract. And let me tell you, I will get out of the contract and I will win. So I don't know. I understand contracts and that makes it harder. And I'm not saying, I'm just saying that
you got to prove, I don't know. That the producer in charge there, that Carolyn said, stop. And the producer's like, we're either encouraging it or ignore. I mean, maybe that did happen. And then number two, I don't believe that Carolyn Manzo doesn't want anything to do with Bravo. If she didn't, she wouldn't be back. She went to BravoCon. Now she's on Ultimate Girl. She's clearly been in talks with them for a while. And quite honestly, I think
there's money associated with each thing.
Right. She's a very smart woman. I mean, the kids, we haven't heard from the kids in a while. They probably want to promote their businesses again. And Carolyn knows if she sues, she's not going to be back on. So
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
You know, we have our weekly chats with Kim D, and her 7 dogs usually go crazy, and everyone's been asking me, why are her dogs so calm lately? Well, it's because I got Kim an ongoing supply of Nom Nom. Really, true story. And now the woke mob, as she calls them, are much calmer. Listen, Nom Nom delivers fresh dog food with every portion that's personalized to your dog's needs. What I love is it's made with real whole food that you can actually see and recognize. It's not like dog mush, the dog food you're used to serving your dog. And it has no additives, no fillers, and so your dog is actually eating healthier. Personally, selfishly, I'll do anything to keep Kim's dogs quiet while we record every week. The thing that she loves the best are these meals are nutritious. They use board-certified nutritionists for dogs that make fresh food that's then shipped free to your door. Nom Nom also comes with a money-back guarantee. So listen, if your dog is not happy within 30 days, they refund your first order. So right now, for 50% off your no-risk 2-week trial, go to trynom.com/velvet. That's trynom, N as in Nancy, O as in Oliver, N as in Mary.com/velvet for 50% off. trynom.com/velvet. So there's this new company I discovered called Innovative Extracts. And just by listening to this podcast, they're giving my listeners 40% off their first order if you head to www.ie-cbd.com and use promo code VELVET at checkout. And let me tell you about Innovative Extracts. They offer a wide variety of CBD and THC products. You have so many options to choose from. And I love, to me, it's like they're like a one-stop shop because I need help with everything, okay? But listen, they have stuff for anxiety and mood improvement, improved sleep, inflammation, pain relief. And I also like that they have like a lot of their products can, you can take them in a lot of different ways is what I'm trying to say. They have creams, vapes, gummies, and these drops that you put under your tongue. So whatever your preference is, they've got it. I mean, life is hard, right? We all need a little help sometime. They have a full line of Delta 8, 9, and 10 THC products. Everything's legal and it doesn't require any medical card. And it's available to ship to most states. So it's as simple as this. Just visit their website, i.e., CBD.com and you get 40% off today by using promo code VELVET at checkout. 40%. How great is that?
I feel like, why would she sue? I feel like she was like traumatized and was like, you know what? I just want to go home, be with my family. I've shot for 2 weeks. She's probably exhausted. They were like, if you want to go home, go home. You know, we have everything we need. We're apologizing. I feel like in this day and age, I find it hard to believe that production sat there. I find it totally believable that Brandy probably was hammered and high and like all over Carolyn. And Carolyn was like, get the fuck off me, get the fuck off me. And then, you know, eventually production stepped in. I just find it hard to believe in 2023 that production just sat there and was like, oh yeah, keep going, keep going. I mean, you know, come on, there's so many sensitive. I just shot a national TV thing with my husband and the camera guy wouldn't even put the mic attached to my bra strap because, and I'm like, dude, I've been in this business for so long. Turn the mic on. I give you permission to clip. Like, I mean, telling me production wasn't like so on that, like, Brandy, stop. And then she continued and they were like, Brandy, stop. And then they were like, Brandy, you're going home. And then maybe Carolyn realized like, oh shit, this woman was like basically assaulting me for the past 2 hours. I want to go home too.
Well, listen, I mean, this is why we have you here. I mean, you know, I said on the last show, Bethany Frankel, and I know everything, but today I'm not Bethany and I don't know everything. Maybe it went like this. Maybe it went like, I'm going home and my contract says I forfeit all of my $250 if I go home early. I'm keeping every fucking penny. And if you don't like it, I will sue the whole fucking network. And then they're like, you've been here other than 24 hours. Take your money, keep your $250, go home early. Right. And she just wanted to be with her family. And she was out to dinner doing the toast. Maybe. My mind goes to litigious. And you're right. Maybe she's not suing. Maybe she just is keeping the money when she technically, like, I think you can't just walk out early. You don't get your money. I don't know if it's prorated by the day, but I don't think so. I do agree. You know, it's rather unfortunate. I don't think Brandy meant anything by this. I don't. It's really unfortunate, but
yeah, but she
was drunk.
She knows better at this point. Like,
touching.
To me, Brandy, I love, but she's a person you have to like. Brandy is who she is. She's clearly bisexual. She clearly loves to party. And I think Brandy's a person that just can't help herself. Like, so you have to kind of know that going in.
And by the way, I don't think she actually wanted to fuck Carolyn Manzo. I think like she would go down the list and I mean, who else was there? I mean, I think Alex McCord would be good in the bedroom. She'd be like a freak. Like if you're going to fuck anyone, I'll take one of them, McCord, you know?
Oh my God, completely. Oh my God. Are you kidding? Alex and her husband. Oh, please. Those two are like so freaky.
They would give Ashley, Darby, and Michael a run for their fucking money. No offense, Alex, girl. Like, you know, go get it. But what was I going to say to you? No, I mean, listen, everyone has been saying things like, and I agree with everyone, but I don't work for Bravo. I think a lot of things have to be, you know, and listen, here's some tea. I know for a fact, this is directly from a bunch of horses' mouth. The whole thing with like Jennifer Aiden, I'm not taking sides. Jennifer Aiden throwing water at Joe Gorga at BravoCon. Everyone's going to say, but Gorga incited her. He did this. He did that. I ain't no fan of Joe Gorga or Jennifer Aiden. So I got no horse in this race. I know for a fact that was a huge deal behind the scenes in Bravo, NBC corporate. This isn't like maybe, like I know this from the horses, many horses' mouth. That was a whole thing. So I don't know the fallout of Aiden. I don't know if Aiden will be back at BravoCon, the Gorg. I don't, trust me, it wasn't just like this. But so where do we draw the line between filming and that? Teresa flipped a table. Danielle pulled Margaret's hair. Sure. There's a lot of things we could, you know, we had a thing with, you know, Portia and Kenya on the reunion. Right. But we can't go back in time. I can't reverse the clock. I think it's the bigger issue that I always like to focus on. There might be a lot of things being looked at and revisited at Bravo of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable and training. Right. Because what is the difference between Brandy like rubbing up against Caroline and a hair pull or a table flip in someone's direction or, you know, what, I don't know, you know? And I mean, so I use the BravoCon. I know it's not exactly the same thing as it was. I'm just saying, I know for a fact that led to some things. we might be revisiting a lot of actions, right? But we can't, I can't go, we were just on Salt Lake this season. We had a drink poured over someone's head, you know? So maybe we're revisiting a lot of things of what is acceptable and what's not. So for everyone who's like, why was this allowed? Why was that allowed? I don't think it really, it was allowed, but it was a different time. I do think this, to that point, this must be pretty egregious if they sent Brandy home. Right. So their statement is what it is. It sounds like something did really happen, but we still don't know. I mean, we still don't know if it was kisses or.
I even feel like in this day and age, to add to what you said, I actually feel like it might not even be that egregious. I just think now they have to be so careful. Like it's. Like I'm saying, like the example of the camera guy here who's been working for 20 years, who wouldn't even like attach a mic to my bra strap. I think I wouldn't be surprised if it even wasn't that bad, but because they have been in this huge public lawsuit with NeNe, you know, there was the Ramona Ebony investigate. I think they're probably overly cautious, where I wouldn't be shocked if it's literally Brandy. Like, I can't even, I tried to make out with Carolyn three times or something. And then they were like, we can't even have this. Like, no, we can't be looking like that. We're, you know, condoning this. You're going home. Like, I wouldn't even be surprised if we're actually at the opposite knee-jerk reaction, where I don't even know. I mean, I'm shocked that they allowed Mia to throw a drink in Wendy's face. I think what you're going to start seeing is like the whole Charisse and Karen thing, where they just got up and they like pound the table and they yell it and they pound it and they throw a drink off to this. Because I think now it's like everything's changed. Everybody feels like they're the victim and they're assaulted and all this shit. And Bravo doesn't want to be sued. So I think they just like, now you've got to make your actions look like they're, like you can be upset, but now you're going to be like throwing shit at a wall. You can't be throwing it at people. That's kind of maybe my thought.
And by the way, to all casting people out there, to all producers, I am not litigious. So just ignore what I said and ignore what I say here 24 hours a day. I am available for hire. I have some things in the works right now. Let's not get into it. I agree with you.
I wouldn't be shocked if it's just not that big a deal.
But then it's a bigger issue. I mean, we look at 90 Day, look at Love After Lockup, look at Jersey Shore, The Bachelor. I mean, we got lots of drinks and things going on, right? But listen, The Bachelor's had its own set of, you know, things with sexual inappropriate things. And I mean, we have had, but I mean, yeah, you're right. Maybe we're just heading into a new era of reality TV, but I didn't think their statement was anything that shocking. I mean, there, it sounds like, yeah, something really happened and, you know, we'll find out soon. I mean, we're going to watch it. And yeah, nobody cares about Girls Trip 3. We still have to air Girls Trip 3 before we get to this shit. So 3 years from now, we'll watch this and we'll all have something to say. Yeah. Where would you like to go next? Would you like to go to, so here's the thing, you and I talked about RHOSLC. How do we save this? You know, filming, it's not 100% confirmed, but it sounds like they might start filming to get the cast reaction to Jen going to jail. So they might start filming right away. That might be true. You know, that might be true. Some asshole on my Instagram was like, you know, they're going to, I'm like, I don't care. They prove me wrong. Like, oh God. I mean, thank you. Thank you for caring. Maybe they're going to start filming right away. They should. We still don't know the new cast members. So we talked about that Katherine Heigl thing, and I said I didn't know who said this, and then we found out that Sammy Quintonis did, and Sammy said it's me, and he posted a nice video. I like that. So
that was our listener, right? He's amazing.
So he was like, it was me. So I would like somebody to post a video on TikTok or somewhere saying, it was me, and then I will repost it, and Sarah will repost it, because I'm about to give credit to somebody. I don't know who. I have no idea who said this. If this was in my comments, my DMs, or my YouTube comments, but someone is like, because look at, I still think Andy's statement of I have gold. I have Salt Lake gold. Salt Lake is going to be saved. I have gold. Okay. And then this Sammy thought it was someone else has come forward with a theory, which I don't think it's true. I still think Andy saying he has Salt Lake gold is full of shit. I don't think there's anyone. I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anyone.
Okay.
But someone has come forward with another theory, not Katherine Heigl, which I thought sounded great.
Who?
Post this, whoever came up with this theory. Could it be Lala?
Really?
I mean, she's from Salt Lake.
Utah? She is. Genius. She would be phenomenal.
She has gone on record many times of saying, I would like to be a housewife. We usually talk about Beverly Hills. She's the right age now. She's the right age.
Oh my God, she'd be great. Yes, I'm here for it.
Think about Lala going in there. That would single-handedly save the whole fucking show. It would literally save the show. Lala is not afraid. She will get in a fight with you. She will not try to be fake and bring fake shit, right? If she likes you, she likes you. If she doesn't, she doesn't. If she'll be so interesting, looks wild. You could see her on that cast.
Please, I like it.
Please don't say, oh, she doesn't live in Salt Lake. People, you don't realize. We're 18 seasons in now. Somebody would buy a house anywhere in the world if they were cast. Lizzie Savetsky. Right. Lala will go and rent a two bedroom for her in Ocean, for in Salt Lake, which again, I stand by. What is that, $1 compared to Los Angeles for the 5 months they filmed? Don't worry about her. She'll find a place. I don't think Katie, because Katie is also from Salt Lake. I don't think it would be Katie. Lala should be. So whoever came up with this idea and put it in my head, make a video, tag me, tag Sarah, and we will repost it. Somebody on Instagram or YouTube has come up with this idea. It was not me, but it's kind of brilliant, right?
I love it. Yeah, 110%. Yes. Yes. I love it. I love it. She'd be great. She would be amazing. And wait a minute. Are you not buying the rumors? I mean, supposedly the gold is Mary Cosby is coming back as a friend. You're not buying that?
Is that the gold?
Yes, that's the gold. Yeah.
Are you sure that that's it? That's the gold? Yes. Look, the more it's out there, the more I'm starting to think maybe it's true. I don't know. I didn't think it was true. Why would Mary want that though? Why? I don't know. I guess Kathy Hilton style, you come and you go. Kathy steals. I think Mary will steal the show. I think she'll be a friend of that makes just as much money. I mean, Kathy makes a shitload of money and she'll be able to not film when she doesn't want to. I think it's a great idea. She is only friends with Meredith, so she'll be Meredith's friend. I'm starting to think maybe that's true.
It's, you know, she's been cleared of any criminal charges. Remember, she was embroiled in that kind of criminal case. I'm not sure what that was for. I can't remember what it was for. But anyway, she was cleared of that. There's never been any formal allegations about her church. Maybe they don't even feature the church, you know? I mean, I don't know. I've seen it in a lot of places that she's reportedly coming back. That could be really good. Well, now I just see a breaking story. Mary Cosby not returning
right
to RHOL. This is from EW, entertainmentweekly.com.
Well,
says,
that is unlike these fucking liars, blogs, unlike your best friend. You got a good friend over there, Dumois. So many of you slipped into my DMs the last time I talked about our family cat, Loka. You guys were shocked that I had a cat. And I mean, listen, I'm not a horrible monster. I do have feelings. And just like me, her family cat, Loka, only the best for her, just like her daddy. And that's why the only food that I feed Loka is Smalls. Now, the main thing I love about Smalls is it's not disgusting and it doesn't stink. Yes, most cat food smells. I'm sorry, it's gross. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients that basically you find in your fridge. It looks like actual human food. Like you can see the pieces of protein, and the pieces of veggie. They have bird, other bird, which is turkey, fish. Loka's favorite is other bird. It's like human food for cats. Why should you be the only one that's eating well in your family, right? I sleep better at night because after making the switch to Smalls, 78% of cat owners reported their cats had shinier and softer fur, and 90% reported overall health improvements. Higher quality ingredients means a healthier and happier your life for your kitty. So head over to smalls.com/velvet and use promo code velvet at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find anywhere, but you have to use my code velvet for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code velvet for 50% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com. I have to tell you guys, Daily Harvest has really made my life so much easier. You know I can't cook and you know I have no time to go and track down food. This is literally stress-free meals that are delivered right to my front door. And there's a variety of meals too. They have harvest bowls, soups, flatbread, snacks, and the smoothies. They're such easy to prep options that literally you don't have to think twice about where your next meal is coming from. Everything stays in my freezer until I'm ready to enjoy it. And then I just basically take it out, thaw, and prepare. My absolute favorite is their artichoke and spinach flatbread. Daily Harvest is healthy, so even when I am eating the flatbread, I still feel like I'm not cheating. They come right to my front door and I don't have to prepare anything. That's why I chose Daily Harvest. And the food's really freaking good. So let Daily Harvest do more so you can do less. Go to dailyharvest.com/velvet to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/velvet for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/velvet. We don't make shit up. I know. When she has me on her show, I'll love her. Until then, I'm not loving her.
You'll love her.
I'll love her when she has me on. I just don't love anyone until they have me on. What was I getting? Sorry, but I just, I don't.
CW, this is breaking this morning. Mary Cosby has not been filming on season 3 and Bravo has no plans to film her. EW has learned. A rep for Cosby did not immediately reply to EW's request for comment. On Thursday, Page Six reported that Cosby had exited the series, which is now filming its third season. On Friday, Cosby refuted the claim. This is not true, she tweeted. This is a complete fabrication. So, okay.
So once again, in real time, you always listen to David and Sarah. That's the point. Remember when I said Lisa Rinna was being fired and after 13 weeks, you all fucking convinced me? Now it just happened in real time that I've said this is the bullshit rumor about Mary Cosby. It's also a bullshit rumor that they're starting to film right away without a fucking cast. And I mean, God, how could you people believe everything you read? But I started to believe it because I started digging around and, you know, it wasn't far from the truth. But there you go. Stick to your initial thought, David and Sarah. I told you she wasn't coming back. I really started to think it. So no, that's not the gold, Sarah. And I don't think Katherine Heigl is coming. And I don't think Lala. I don't think there's any gold. That is my true thought. I think there's nothing. Andy's making it up. But Lala, I mean, it's so crazy. It's so fucking crazy. But so is having 2 Ronies, which we're probably never going to have. But that was a shocker. So was firing Rinna. They like these big moves, right? So Lala, I think, would save the franchise. I don't think that's true, just so you know. But stranger things have happened, right? Stranger things have happened.
I want to ask you about RHOBH because there's a lot coming out there. First of all, Kyle is mad at you because Kyle says she is very pissed about these Ozempic rumors. She gets up at 6 a.m. That's late for her. She works out 2 hours a day and she's quit alcohol. That is how she has lost the weight and looks fabulous. Stop saying she's on Ozempic.
She is mad at me. I speak the truth, Kyle, and I cannot say that. I'm sorry. I am in LA part-time. I mean, there's no one.
You're standing by that a source very close to her says she is using Ozempic.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think at this point anyone is going to admit to you that doesn't need him.
Very close to her. A source very close to her has told me this. So I don't know why you would lie about that. I didn't pay you to give me this story, this bit of information. You've provided it to me. Your name is not being mentioned, nor do you want it to be mentioned. So, I mean, what do you get out of this? Like this blind item that I'm saying a source very close to Kyle has told me this. I mean, that's honestly true. Honestly. So doesn't make it true, but I don't even need the source. I mean, we're all in the town. We're all in the business. It's a lot. I mean, I still think that Erika Jane is on it personally. I mean, I've noticed a little slimming of really Erika skinny. Jane. There's nobody that's not. I just, you know, speaking of Erika.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? You know, Tom Girardi, good. I don't understand how fucking Tom Girardi is not in jail. Now, they're claiming that it's going to be very hard to get him in jail because he claims he has severe Alzheimer's disease. And Ron Jeremy, I'm sure people know that name, very famous porn star. You know, he allegedly sexually assaulted several women. He was found to not be mentally, same thing. He's suffering from dementia. He is not mentally fit to stand trial. So they're saying that Girardi, it's going to be a very long road, but he was charged this past week with wire fraud as prosecutors accused the former attorney of stealing over $18 million from clients. Good. I want his ass in jail. I don't understand how he can't be in a jail supervised hospital. But I guess
you've got to be fit to stand trial. I mean, how can you be convicted of a crime if you didn't commit it because you're no longer there? I mean, that's the argument that the law makes.
Isn't it coincidental, though? Coincidental that all of a sudden, after years of stealing, cheating, lying, abusing clients, he conveniently has dementia. Now, I did read that they are going to put him under a rigorous psychiatric evaluation because people do try to fake it.
Of course, of course.
And so, I mean, we'll see if he is deemed after the psychiatric analysis to stand trial. I find it so coincidental. I get fired up and people go, why are you so angry about this? Because it bothers me that people prey on people, the Chrisleys, and people go, well, they stole from Bank of America. Who the fuck cares? We're paying for that in fees, late fees, overdraft fees. We pay for their insurance. You think when they get robbed, that they're eating the cost? No, we are, you dummies.
Let me tell you something else.
Tom Girardi, too. Anyway,
Tom Girardi, that ain't a bad life. You steal all that. You live planes and trains and automobiles. And you lived, you know, the hot wife that, you know, I guess you fuck every now and then. And that entertains you. And like, you live to like 80 with all that stolen. That's not a bad life. And at 80, it's time to, you know, go into the last phase of your life, but you've lived high on the hog, man. Like, and now you claim this and you're in a home. And of course the home is not like the Pasadena with the palm trees that just sold for 6.9, but that ain't a bad life. I still stand by. And you set your wife free. You just say, here's how this is going to go down. And Erica's, you know, I mean, she's not free. She has a lot of legal troubles, but yeah, I mean, look, I mean, it's hard. They're going to put him under the rigorous, but this is a man that knew what to do. And I mean, he's, you know, I mean, how hard is it to fake a mental illness, like to fake that you're, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's going to be a long road. I'm not so sure that he's going to see the inside of a jail cell, but I agree with you. It would be nice. And he's done some bad things and he's finally indicted. So that's that.
What do you think? Okay, wait, where do you want to ask?
No, where do you want to go?
Well, I wanted to, you know, I feel like Rinna is so happy. Don't you? Like, Rinna walked a fashion show in Copenhagen. She looks great. I want to know what she does. What do you think she uses on her body to keep her skin elasticity tight? Because that's the big thing when you age, right? It's not your face. You can do so much work on your face. You can have hot tits at any age. You can have a tummy tuck. But it's the skin elasticity on your arms, on your legs. That's what usually begins to go, right? What does she do? She looked phenomenal, kind of the fiery hair.
How old is she? Like 59, 60?
57, 58. Let me look.
Look, I mean, the question is Lisa, this is really the big question. Is Lisa Rinna? I was right.
Fabulous. 59.
Is Lisa Rinna happy or is she trying to convince all of us that she's moved on? Now, I have no dog in this race either. I don't know the answer. Like, but look, I tend to believe, my gut says Rinna is living her best life. Like, my gut says, listen, I am very much the same way. You give me a job to do, I'm all in. Like we talked about, Pete, they don't want you to bring your A game. I only know how to bring my A game. I'm all in. I take it very seriously. I think she feels like I did the job you hired me to do for 8 years. Even at the end with Kathy, I did the job. I did it all. And now that it's over, she, you know, you have to go through the 5 stages of grief. I'm very quick with those, you know, quick, mourn, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're over it. I am. I think Rinna's the same way. She had a week or two where she was still posting about the show. You do this interview with Interview Magazine. it's your story. I don't believe that you were, that you left on your own. I think that's a lie, but you double down on the story and you say it enough in print and you stick to it. And at least to me, that was her closure. She hasn't really spoken about the show since her words and her in-depth interview in person with that reporter from Interview Magazine. And after that, she's probably like, well, I didn't know if I was going to go to Paris Fashion Week, but I'm going. Bye, honey. I trust you. We have a great marriage. Good luck. She goes off. She brings Erica. I didn't see Erica inside any of the shows. Rinna was front row in every fucking show. Now she walked. She's big in Europe. And Rinna is just, I think, like, as she says, I was Lisa Rinna. Love her or hate her. She was Lisa Rinna before The Housewives. And I think she's just like, life is going to be okay. I'm over it. Like, I'm over it. I did the job. I got fired. And now I'm on to the next phase. Now she's not making money, but you know, to walk in the show, I imagine there's some money there. So she's, you know, she's going to be okay. And look, I mean, she, anyone could say we're going to do a mother-daughter walk and she'll walk and Delilah. And like, she's going to be fine. She has other things going on. I'm not, this isn't my crusade for Rinna, but I really do think she's over it. I'm not saying she wouldn't go back. I think if they called her, she would go back. Give her $1 million, give her 1.2. But I think she's like, this is how the business works. Lorena's gotten fired from many other jobs. Melrose Place was canceled. I mean, she left before it was canceled. Taylor McBride. What do you think?
No, I like I said, I think she looks very happy. I think she's happy. I think she looks great. I just, you know, and I think too, we kind of underestimate what a big star. And I mean, Harry Hamlin's in that new, you know, what is it, 80 for Brady film that has, you know, Tom Brady and Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. I mean, they're doing exceptionally, exceptionally well. And what I love about Bravo, and I always say it, is Bravo and Andy Cohen gave women over the age of 40 careers again, made them relevant. And in fact, I just feel like is Hollywood is centered around them now, you know, whether it's Kathy or Rinna. I mean, you're hard-pressed.
80 for Brady.
You know, you're hard-pressed. Name some women under 40. I mean, I don't even know if Beyonce's under 40 anymore. Anyway, I love where we're at that. But, you know, Ren is so relevant. I just thought she looked very happy and very natural in Copenhagen. And I love it. I love it.
And I don't think she wants to. You know, when she was sitting front row with Z-Way, when she came up and said something about owning it, I personally don't think that was planned. And I almost don't think Rinna wanted that. Like, I almost don't think Rinna really, like, look, I think that, I don't think she's trying to change the narrative, but I would be doing the same thing. I'll post 24/7, you know, I'll post 24/7 about The Housewives, and that's my job. And now that it's over, I don't need to be in this. Like, I don't think, look, she's going to be asked in every interview she ever does, right? What do you think of what just happened last night? Crystal and Kyle got in a huge fight, new season. You know, she'll be asked her comments. And I think she'll be like, I haven't talked to either of them. I don't watch the show. Well, who do you keep in touch with? My best friend is Erica Jane. My second best friend is Diana Jenkins. I don't keep in touch with anyone else from the show. Okay, have a nice day, right? Like, I mean, I really think she'll be asked about it, but I don't think she's going to be sitting there watching it in the trenches. I don't think she's going to be posting about it.
I don't think so either. I don't see that.
I think she's over it, right? I mean, there's a lot of people that, I mean, listen, I also don't believe that the casting is going to be announced like next week. I still don't believe that Salt Lake is starting to film next week. I could be wrong. I'll believe it when I see it. I don't believe those timelines. Where are these new women from Salt Lake coming from? Like, where? We haven't had a minute to figure out who they are. I think it's going to be a little longer than that. And I don't think we're ready to announce a new Beverly Hills cast. Who? Not Robbie Williams' wife. So I don't think February 15th, which is basically fucking today, is the day all this is going to be announced. I think we're let's give it to March, guys. This is the difference between me and you. We read things and then we say to 99% of it false. And when it's true, we'll go there.
We'll go there.
Like when Andy says, you know, there's some truth to the Roni. Like, look, again, you got to listen to David and Sarah. In the beginning, I said, I think this whole thing is a ploy to just keep everyone happy. Rather than there would have been uproar if we fired all of our girls. And I said, even if there's a legacy show, there's 0% chance that is happening until we cast the reboot, film the reboot, edit the reboot, air the reboot, You have a reunion for the reboot and the reboot, and only then will Legacy be on our TV. So when I said this is 2.5 years away from this announcement date, that's on track, right? Like I said, contracts did go out. That is true. That happened in like December. Everybody was lowballed. Unlike what your friend Dumois says, she's wrong. Everyone was lowballed. 15,000 to 60,000 were the salaries. I know this for a fact. Someone said, I am not signing this. I know that for a fact. The rumor is that it was Jill Zarin. That is true.
That is true.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest because that's out there now. That is true. Jill is out there now. Jill didn't sign. I'm sorry. I know that. I'm sorry. I'm being honest.
Well, Du was shocked, and I dropped, you know, our collaboration, but I was on Dumois' show on last Thursday, and Du was talking about the big news about Legacy falling apart. Du says she's heard that essentially Bravo was doing this to scare the women as a scare tactic, putting the rumors out there that Legacy show is off to scare the rumors. There was even a picture of Luann reading page 6, you know, in a cafe. Luann's apparently upset, wants everybody to sign. And I said to Du, I said, well, David Yontif from Behind the Velvet Rope, who I team up with every week.
Did she edit that part out of her show?
I haven't listened. No, I doubt it.
I don't care. I'm just curious.
I said to her, I said, you know, David has exclusive scoop that the salaries were as low as 20 grand, 60 grand. She said, no way. There's no way that's
true. She's wrong.
This is the difference
between David and Dumois. David knows the actual facts and doesn't reveal them because, like, I'm going to get in trouble. And she makes shit up, no offense. And it's right 1% of the time. Now that things are out there, I don't understand how things get out there. That's what I'm always shocked. Like, when that page 6 article came out and this and that and the salaries and Jill held out, I'm like, I didn't say this. I didn't do it. But now someone leaked this, and it actually is kind of true.
Well, so, she's wrong on this.
She is wrong. The salaries were not 200,000. I'm sorry. No disrespect. I'd like to come on the show.
Du's big thing, right, is people sliding in her DMs from production companies and all this stuff who are remaining anon, dropping stuff.
But she has to say to herself, what is the motivation? She has to say, why are you slipping into my DMs? You can't just read something in your DM. Here I am telling Dumois how to do her job, but like, you can't just read something. I mean, people slip into my DMs all day too and tell me shit. You have to then go to the second thing and say, what is the motivation? Is this true? Who is saying it? Why are you saying it? And you have to really analyze it. You can't just say blind item. I mean, Sarah and David get $10 million for a new show. Like, you can't just believe everything you read. I think that's the problem here.
Well, you know what? I mean, I told Du when I was on her show, and I stand by this because I've said it. I don't think they really want to do the Legacy show. I think they are dragging and dragging and dragging their feet, despite what I think they're probably telling Luann and Sonia and Dorinda, because the names are out there that Jill is the one holding out. Dorinda signed. Sonia was in.
Kelly Ben Simon signed and Countess signed. That's true. Jill is the one. I mean, I'm going to be honest. It's already out there. I didn't say it. She's the one. So you can factor in where she is on that high and low.
I think they're take it or leave it. We don't care about the Legacy show. People are going to continue to watch, and they're banking on RHONY this new season, bringing it so much that people don't care. And you're going to get your fix of Luann and Sonia because they're getting a show on E.
And look, the net is the show on pause now? Like, is it off? It is. It's actually off right now. So if there's any concern, like if I'm not being clear about that, the show is over right now. I agree with you. If the reboot comes out and does really bad, maybe we'll revisit Legacy, right? And then maybe we'll put it on Bravo. If the reboot comes out and is really a blockbuster, like Kathy Hilton and this, if it's really a blockbuster, then maybe things will change, right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's exactly what they're thinking.
And yeah, I believe when like Luann said, you know, so I don't like when she says like, I was ready to do it. Yeah, I think Luann was ready to do it. I think Dorinda was ready. So it's like, that's where you get to. But I agree with you. I don't really think they're so... I still don't think this legacy show was going to be a thing. I think if they did it, it would have been one season and then let's see how it does. And if it didn't do great, I think they would have been like, well, we said we would do it and we did it. So that was just our way of clapping to these women. Maybe we'll do a legacy for New Jersey. Maybe we'll do a legacy for, like, you know, but it's not, I don't think it would have been a thing.
And, you know, I mean, I think now with the success of Miami, you know, does Salt Lake go to Peacock and Miami comes to regular Bravo? Do they end up kind of dragging their feet on Legacy? Legacy goes to Peacock. You know, I just think there's so many other things cooking than this Legacy show. And I think if they can drag it out and delay it out and they, you know, can get rid of it, like, they'll be happy with it. They'll be happy to see it go.
I think so. And think about it. Like, again, I've always said, so if you're not going to have Jill, if she didn't sign, like saying she didn't, and if you're not going to have Ramona, because you fired her, because you have legal issues now, and you're not going to have Bethany, now we're going to use the word legacy, and we're only going to have Luann, Dorinda, Kelly Ben Simone, and Sonia, and we're not doing a show with four people. So now we have to get 2 to 3 others. So throw Tinsley in there. That's still 5. 5 is the kiss of death. Go down the list of who's left. The most likely person to be hired next is Aviva, as crazy as that sounds. So now you have Aviva with the word legacy, Tinsley with the word legacy, wonderful people. The word legacy is really now misused. You got to almost call the show something different. And it's like, why are we even doing the show? But really, why are we doing the show? And that's no disrespect to anyone. Like, I put Luann as the most legacy worthy in that group, probably Dorinda second and Sonia third and then Kelly fourth. Kelly did sign. Right. But like now it's like, if Jill wanted to do this and we could find a way to have Ramona on it and Bethany wants, I mean, there is a way to do the legacy show, but financially it ain't working here. Like, you know, it ain't working. And to your point, why are you offering so low money if you really wanted to do this show, right?
You know this, like that's another, you know this, you've been in business for years and so have I in corporate radio, in corporate television. You know, if they, like another way of kind of getting rid of you or saying they don't want you is to come in so lowball, so low with the money that they're not serious about you. And they're just like, you know what? If she's willing to take this for $15,000, fuck, we'll have her. But if not, we don't really care. They're not serious with that money, or they come. And I don't, you know, in a way, I don't blame Jill. I don't, because it's kind of like, I think Jill's smart enough. She's been in business long enough to know, you guys, this is a joke. You're just doing this to see if I'm dumb enough to take this offer. And if I am, you're like, great. Well, for 15 grand, they'd fucking hire anybody. You know, I mean, they need, like you said, a legacy term with it. But I don't think they're serious. They would not come to the table with that if they were.
And before people say, well, wait a second, that's Jill Zarin. No, no, no. She got the most. Let's go to corporate America. You only offer someone exactly what you think it is that they're going to take the job, right? So let's go down the list. Like, is Countess Luann likely to turn this down? Well, I mean, no, none of them are, but Countess Luann has a real cabaret that earns more than whatever, 60 grand. So sure, we have to give Luann something. She'll turn it down. Dorinda. Yeah, I mean, Dorinda has Bluestone Manor. That house alone, if she ever sold that fucking house, that's a lot of money, right? It's on that huge property. She has money from Richard. Dorinda's working. She has a lot going on. She's not likely to turn it down either, but more likely than the others. Kelly Ben Simone, okay, she definitely gets less than Dorinda and Luann, but she wants to be redeemed on TV. So she's probably on the lower side, Kelly. Jill. Now, you think Jill's the biggest OG of them all, but then there's the joke. There's the joke that I'm not saying it, that Andy says, oh, now that Taylor Armstrong is hired back to the OC, Jill Zarin's buying a house in every, you know, there is this perception at the network that Jill Zarin is completely desperate. I'm not saying it, right? That's the joke amongst the viewers and the network. So when there's a discussion and you're sitting around a table with lawyers and accountants and CFOs, there's like, well, she's the one that will take this job for free. Right? There is a perception Jill will do anything to be back on New York. So it makes logical sense. You give her the absolute least or very, right? Because of course this desperate woman is going to take it. So to me, when this comes out that Jill's the one, you know, and I'm not saying it, came out in the papers, bravo to Jill Zarin. Like, know your worth, girl. Like, you shouldn't take it. You're Jill fucking Zarin. How are they going to do the damn show without you? Well, now maybe you're not the laughing stock of Bravo anymore and the fans. And right. Cause you wouldn't, you would offer Jill the least. Jill, I would say zero. You're getting $0, bitch. Take it or leave it. You're desperate to be back on the TV. Right. So the thought process does make sense about how she gets the peanuts. Right.
Yeah, I get like, you.
Good for her. Know your worth, girl, because they're not going to lie. It is insulting. I'm not coming for Jill. I think it's highly insulting. I don't think you could do the show without Jill. I think Jill and Countess out of that group are the two that you need if you're going to do this without Ramona or Bethany. So good for you. And now the whole show is falling apart. And, you know, they said that Roni fell apart because of Ebony, which is not true. Now you could say Legacy fell apart because of Jill, and we'll have another narrative out there, guys. What do you want from me? I'm just trying to make
a living. What do you want? All right. I have to love you and leave you.
What a marathon here today, Sarah. Love you, Sarah Fraser Show, David Dunn Show. Glad you are feeling better. I'm feeling better. Yes. We're going to have a good 2023. Love our listeners. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye, honey. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.